Vayter and Shasper and Daf Chavdal, picking it up 9 lines down by the words Velo Chayesh. This year is sponsored for Refuah Shleima for Menachem ben Devorah, Refuah Shleima Bekarov Mamish. So we left off. We know there's a machlokas between. This is yesterday's discussion, a machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Huda as per whether or not a person is allowed to use an animal for a wall for a sukkah. Rabbi Meir says no. Rabbi Huda says yes. Then we had a discussion within Rabbi Meir as per why it is that he says that no. And within that, we had Abaye and Rav Zeira. Abaye said the reason is because they were worried that maybe the animal's going to die. If Zera says that we're worried, maybe the animal's going to run away. But let's jump into that world of Abaye. So we said that Abaye said that the problem is that maybe the animal is going to die. And we learned that out based off a discussion, a Gemara in Gittin, a Gemara in and a Braisa brought over there that went back and forth. In the end, our Gemara ended up saying that that's the bottom line. Rabbi Meir is Chayesh Lemisa. Rabbi Huda is not Chayesh Lemisa. So now, based off the ways that we learned it out, we also learned out that Rabbi Meir says that he's not worried about the fact that the wine flask, this wine, the thing that they kept the wine in, that he wasn't worried that it's going to explode. He's not worried about it, which is why you're allowed to go ahead and you're allowed to do this Erev Shabbos shtickle where you leave over stuff to be Trumba Smitzos to be done after the fact, right? Relying on the Abrera. So we said that there would be Meir, but we had a Kasha. Meir, you're worried that the animal's going to die, but you're not worried about the flask exploding? So Gemara says, yeah, because the animal dying, that's more Shriach. Flask exploding is less Shriach. Then we said we had a Kasha and Rabbi Huda, right? Because now we know Rabbi Huda, he's not worried about the animal dying, yet at the same time, we know that he is worried about the fact that the flask is going to explode. And the Gemara said, not true. You're not worried that a flask is going to explode. He's not. So why is it that he says that you're not allowed to go ahead and do the whole shtickle with the wine? He says simply because Rabbi Yehuda, the Lesley Breira, he doesn't hold of the idea of Breira. Rashi says, Afil Einu Nifka. Usser, even if it doesn't explode, it's still usser to do this in the first place. So now, for the Gemara, this is where we're up to. 9 lines down. After that, a little intro on Daf Chaf Dalet. Says the Gemara, "V'lo Chayesh Rabbi Huda b'kiyas note." Is he really not worried about the fact it's going to explode? V'hamid deketani seifa. What about the fact that at the end of the Braisa it says, "Amru lo l'Rabbi Meir." They said to Rabbi Meir, who's they that's speaking up? This is Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, who said that you're not allowed to do this whole wine shtickle, right, by doing Breira. They said to him, Iatamode Shami Yibaka note, aren't you worried? Don't you agree that maybe it's going to explode? I mean, you're Chayesh Lamisa, so you're not Chayesh that's going to explode? Vinim says that shows that Tvalim Lafreya, and Lamafreya, because it explodes, all the wine gets thrown out, and the Trumos Maisos, everything that was taken off, will never end up actually be given over, be given to the Kohen, the Levi, etc. And then all that stuff becomes Tevil that he drank retroactively. Va'amar Luhu, and he says back to him, L'chashe Yibaka. When it explodes, we'll deal with it. In other words, he's not worried about it. Rashi says, Navin bedavar klomer delo chayshin and lay. He wasn't worried that that's going to happen. But what does that imply, though? Michlal, the chayish, Rabbi Yehuda, lebekias noed. The fact that they came along and they asked him, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, said, aren't you worried it's going to explode? Sounds like they themselves are worried it's going to explode. Says Mar, no. Hasam, Rabbi Yehuda, who the kamala mayor? It's just what Rabbi Yehuda is saying to Rabbi Meir. Lididi, Leslie Breyer. According to me, I don't hold the Breyer altogether. Right? In which case, this whole thing doesn't work. But according to you, the Yesh Breira, you hold a Breira, aren't you worried that maybe the thing's going to explode? And I'm like, Shibaka, it should be, yeah, let's deal with it when it actually happens. Otherwise, I'm not worried that this is going to happen. Turns out, neither Rabbi Meir or Rabbi Yehuda are worried that the thing is going to explode. The reason why Rabbi Yehuda says it doesn't work with the whole wine shtickle is because of the fact simply that he doesn't hold the Breira altogether. The reason Rabbi Meir says that it isn't okay. Sorry, Rabbi Meir says, it is okay, and we're not worried that it's going to explode, right? You also set up a shomer over there, period. All right. Now we're going to flip this on Rabbi Yehuda, who doesn't say that the reason why Rabbi Meir says the problem, Rabbi Meir says it's a problem, this is not a problem to use the animal, because he's not worried that it's going to die. Says the Gemara, V'lo chayesh Rabbi Yehuda lemisa, he's not worried that maybe the animal's going to drop dead. V'atanan, v'atanan, we learned in the Mishnah in Yuma. Rabbi Yehuda, the same Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, af isha cheres maskinen lo, You have to make sure that the Kohen Gadol, this is the very first Mishnah Yuma, right? Good throwback, my friends. The Mishnah says that you have to set up a second Kohen, a second wife for the Kohen Gadol in case his first wife dies. And we know the Pasuk says that he has to be Mechaper for himself and for his wife. And if he doesn't have a wife, it's a problem. So therefore, we set up an extra wife just in case. And Rabbi Yehuda is the one who's saying that. So obviously, what? That he's Choshesh. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Afisha Cheres Maskinin Lo Kashema Tamus Ishto, maybe his wife is going to die. So Zohar, no. We said on that. Amrav Hunibrei Rabbi Yeshua Maila Subekapara. It was a Maila. Maila means there's an extra stringency that they did. But Taki's not actually worried that it's going to happen. A nice move. Rabbi Yehuda actually is not worried. It was just an extra stringency that they took upon themselves to make sure that just in case something would happen. But no, he's not Choshesh Lemisa. Now, as we said, there were two reasons explaining why it was that Rabbi Meir said you're not allowed to use the walls of an animal for a wall of a sukkah. One of them was Abaye, one of them was Rav Zeira. Abaye said the problem is that maybe it's going to die. Rav Zeira said maybe it's going to run away. We're not going to knock that thing out. According to either one of them, either Abaye or Rav Zeira, midoraisa mechitzam alyei. Mila writes that this is a good mechitz of Rabbanan, who the Gazruban. It's just Midra Rabbanan that they came along and said it's not okay. We learned earlier, if you look back to Daf Chav Gimel, the whole statement that comes up with Rabbi Meir, that he has a whole shtickle. I'm just quoting from there. It says, Shahari Meir Omer, Kol Dar Vashesh Baruah Chaim, anything that's alive. Ein Osin Oso, Lo Dofen Lo Sukkah. It's not become a Dofen for a Sukkah, Velo Lechi Lamavoy, Velo Pasin Lebiros, Velo Golel Lekever. It doesn't become a Golel Lekever. What is a Golel for a Kever? That is a covering for a Kever, for a dead body. And Rashi explains, Klomar, if you were to go ahead, imasul kiso darono shalmeis, if you use it as a covering for a body, ain shame gola, love doesn't have the name of a gola, letame, demir getame, what is that? Amrina bebehema makasha says that the golel, the alacha of a golel, is metame bemaga uve masa, touching it and carrying it, uba oel and ohel. The tanya, al panea sada, le rabbas golel vidofik. So he says that it doesn't apply though by an animal that is alive. But if we just said all those are just things which are durabanan, so I understand how durabanan, you can be more machmir and say you can't use it as a wall for a sukkah. You can be machmir, you can't use it as a lechi. You can be machmir, you don't use it as a pass for the biros. But how are you being machmir and not saying gola lekever? It doesn't make any sense. That's a daraisa to get in over here, a gola lekever. And now you're being makel by saying it doesn't become that. How are you being makel on a daraisa? Elamayata. That's really true that you want to say all those shtiklach derabanan the way that Abaye and Rav Zeira are explaining Rabbi Meir. So then the Rabbi Meir to tamei mishum gol should become tamei. And we know not only that we have a problem because we have a Mishnah Mefurish and Ervin that says Alama Tanan. Why does it say that Rabbi Yehuda mitamei mishum gol? Rabbi Yehuda say that an animal, a live animal, will be mitamei because the gol cover. Rabbi Meir mitayer. Meir says no, it's going to be tahor. It must be that it's not really true that Abaye and Rav Zeira are wrong and they're assuming that this is the Rabbanan Dikadin, and really maybe it's a Doraisa Dikadin, and the reason why it can't be a wall for a sukkah, and the reason why it can't be a lechi, and the reason why it can't be for the pastibiros is actually a Doraisa thing. That's why it's also not going to be a goal of the kever. So we pretty much just knocked off Abaye and Rav Zeira's pshat, and therefore we're going to come with another one. Elam Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Kasavar Rabbi Meir, Kol Mechitza, Shom Medes Beruach, and a Mechitza that stands through wind, and a Mechitza. It's not considered a Mechitza. What does that mean? Rashi explains, if you look up from the bottom, that's five lines up, last word is Adam, Ruach Chaim, Lav Bidei Adam Hu. The fact that it's alive, Ruach Chaim, it's giving its life force, its life breath, its air that's holding it up, is not Bidei Adam. It's not in their hands to do such a thing. So Amedes Baruach, which means Ayidea Ruach, Ein Mechitza, not called the Mechitza. Rashi explains the Ikra Midasa Darvish Ein Bo Mamashu. The fact that it's actually standing up and standing alive is because it has wind inside of it that's from the Lord, praise be his name, that's allowing it to be there. It's a Darvish Ein Bo Mamash, and therefore that's why it doesn't work as a wall, and similarly, that's why it wouldn't work as a Golel Kever. It's not going to become a Tame Golel Kever.
Igadamri, that some say another way is that Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Acha Bar Yaakov comes along and he says, same as before, but he's saying it, he says differently, Kasav Rabbi Meir, Kol Mechitza She'ena Asui Bidei Adam Eina Mechitza. Anything that's not done through a person, the Bidei Adam is not considered Mechitza. I jumped the gun a little when I said that idea called Bidei Shemayim, but the Iker way of saying it before is Kol Mechitza She'omedes Baruach is not a Mechitza. Now it's saying, any Mechitza that's Eina Asui Bidei Adam is not considered a Mechitza. And the animal is not there because of Bidei Adam, therefore it can't be used. Now, the question is, Maibinayo, what's the difference in a Lashon Mechitza Shomedes Biruach and something that's Omedes, Kol Mechitza Asui Bidei Adam? Maibinayo, Ikibinayo, Deukma Benod Tafuach.
Ultimately, the difference between them would be Deukma Benod Tafuach. If you actually set up a wall with a note Tafuach, which is something which you yourself use in order to, you know, this note is that the thing which you used for wine, this, canteen shtickle, and you use it in order to blow up some sort of wall. The one who says that a mechitza that stands with ruach is not a mechitza, and therefore it's no good. The one who says a promise that's not done b'dei adam, you don't have to worry about it over here. Why? Because beep, turn the page. Hare asuya b'dei adam. In this case, it was done by adam. We did it by ourselves, and therefore it's actually going to work as a wall.
Amar Mar. Okay, we go back to something we said before. Mishum Rabbi Yosei Glili Amar, they said, Afein Kosan La Gitei Nashim, you're also not allowed to write a get for a woman on an animal, a live animal. My time in Rabbi Yosei Glili. What is pshat in Rabbi Yosei Glili? The Chachamim arguments that you can. Rabbi Yosei Glili, what's pshat? He says not. The Tanya, it says in a braisa, Sefer, the full pasuk tells us that what, when it comes to lo alinu, a divorce, first it says about marriage. Ki kach ish isho ba'ala, when a man takes a woman, they have a relationship. Vayim lo tim sachem be'enav ki matza ba'er v'zdavar. V'kasav la sefer krisus, and he writes for her a sefer, a literally means a book of krisus, of separation, of cutting off. V'nasav yadam, puts her hand v'shil chami beso, and sends her from the house. Now over here, what does it say? Now, again, we're trying to figure out over here, why is Rabbi Yosei Glili say that you're not allowed to write a get on an animal? What's pshat? Because the Braisa says sefer. What does sefer mean? Sefer means, Rashi says, v'kasal sefer krisus, it means that you write it on a klaf. Ein li ela sefer, I only know that you write it on a klaf. Minayin l'rabas kol davar, I don't know, you could also do it on other things also. You could put it on a board of wood or on a leaf of a olive. Tamad lomar, it's Rashi says, tamad lomar, v'kasav la. Pasuk says v'kasav la means you write it for her, and it says it more than one time. And Rashi says, the matzi lemichtav, oh, I'm sorry, it didn't have to say it all. The matzi lemichtav v'nasim biyada sefer krisos. Why does it say v'kasav la? Mikol makom, in under any circumstance, you can write it on. M.K. and matam elomar sefer. Once you're saying sefer, which means you write it on a klaf, then what it means v'kasav la, which is more inclusive in saying on anything. M.K. matam elomar sefer, lomar lecha is coming to tell you, ma sefer davar she'en bol ruach chayim ve'inu ochel, just like a sefer, a klaf is not something which is life. It's not alive, and it has no. It's not food. So to anything, it doesn't have life. It doesn't have food. So we see it can be written on a klaf, and it can be written on other things as well. And it's got to be something that's not alive. So that's why he says it can't be written on an animal. For Rabbanan, why does he say you can write it? Because of bis sefer. If the pasuk would have said bis sefer, then a in a chinami. Rashi says let it say because of la krisos bis sefer. Why does it say sefer? If you would have been saying like that, then you'd be right. Kusla bis sefer means like on parchment. But hasha, the kus of sefer, that is just as the word sefer, what does that tell me? That it doesn't mean klaf. And the pasuk isn't coming to tell me about writing on this, right? It's just talking about that the words of the get themselves. It's called the sefer, l'sfiras hadvarim ba'almahudasa, which means it's just, you're telling us what exactly happened. It's like the story of what happened over there. Not that it's got to be written on the klaf. Therefore, you could even write it on an animal. V'rabbanan, hi v'kasav, my darshibe. What do they do with the fact that it says v'kasav?
Rashi points out that according to the Chacham and the Rabbanim, now that we know the word sefer, it doesn't mean klaf. So therefore, v'kasav law is not coming to include any other thing. So then, what is it coming to include? What's the drasha? Ahumi ba'ile. I'm sorry, that you can only do gerushin, get can only be by writing,
And it can't be done through money. Now, why would you thought differently? Sakatat the Chamina, I would have thought to say, Hol v'iskish yitzia la'avoya, since we know that there's a hekish, when the Pasuk talks about marriage and divorce in the same Pasuk, like we spoke about, the Pasuk says that, we actually didn't see this Pasuk, but Rashi points out, v'yatzim yibeso, she goes out from his house, then, what does she go? And v'holcha, v'hoysali shachar, she can go to somebody else. Right, because you would have thought maybe he can give money in order to divorce her. Let's say, Hareyat Migureshesli, right? Migureshes Bo. Just like when he gave marriage and he said, Hareyat Mikudeshes Bo, that you're going to be married through such a thing. Mahavaya Bekesef, I mean, Siyu Bekesef, just like coming in with his money. So to outside, leaving is going with money as well. Kamash Malan comes to tell you, not like that. That's what the Vakasav is coming to do. If you say, Glili, hi, Svar Minali, where does he get this from? Because he uses a Vakasav or something else. He gets it from Misefer Krisus Nafka. From the fact that we have the word Sefer and then Krisus right next to it must mean that the Sefer has to be Krisus. This has to be something which is writing it, which is Kares and cutting us off and separating, and not through money. Sefer Karsa Vein Dever Acher Karsa. The Sefer is what does it, not something else. V'idach Ahumi Boile L'Dever Akaris Beino L'Beina. That the Sefer Krisus is used for something else, because we already knows the idea that it's got to be through, it can't be through money. So what does he use this for, Sefer Krisus? He uses it to teach that the separation has to be something complete and total. K'detani, we learned in a Braisa. Harei Zegite Chamanat Shelo Tishti Yayin. Let's say a person goes ahead and says that I'm going to, this is your get, on condition that you never drink wine again. You don't go to your father's household forever. Ein ze krisus. This is not called cutting off. Why? Because she's still attached to him in every way to the fact that she's not allowed to go to her father's house and she's not allowed to drink the wine. Kol shloshim yom, if he says, okay, I want you can't drink wine for 30 days or go to your father's house for 30 days, harei ze krisus, that is considered a krisus because there is a time when it's going to be completely and totally separate after the 30 days. V'idach, and what is the other one? Where does he learn this concept from that it's got to be a complete and total cutoff? Bikares krisus, from the fact that he learns it, that it could have just said, sefer kares. Why does it say sefer krisus? He darshens out both of these ideas. V'idach, and the other one, karech krisus l'darshi, he doesn't go ahead, and this is a chacham, they don't darshen this idea of karech krisus, period, end of that sugya. At least now we know at the end of the day why it is that Rav Yosef Glili says that you're not allowed to do it on an animal, and the chacham say you are allowed to. Okie dokie, Vaiter. We're not going to have a Mishnah. The Gemara isn't going to bring a statement from Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Then we're going to try to knock off that statement in four different ways. One from our Mishnah, and then three different Braises. And each time, he's going to come out on top, and his statement will remain in place. That will bring us to the next Mishnah. Let's begin. Osa sukaso bein ha'ilanos. Let's say a person goes and makes a sukkah between the trees. V'ha'ilanos defanusla, and the ilanos, the trees themselves, become walls for them. The answer is, the sukkah is kosher, it's kosher. Rashi says, you're doing it on the ground. You're not putting it on the tree like we spoke about before. It's on the ground. It's just that around it are these trees, that the trees become the walls themselves. Such a case, it's going to be kosher. Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov, Yaakov comes in, he says, Kol mechitza she'ini yechol lamad beruach metzuya, any mechitza, any sort of partition that's not able to stand up to a ruach metzuya, a regular wind, or it's found over there, ain't a mechitza, it's not called a mechitza, which means Rashi says, sheruach molicha mevia, it like blows it back and forth, it's not considered a good mechitza, it is no good. That is the statement that's going to be the subject of our discussion now till the end, till we turn the page and we get to the Mishnah. Is that true or not? So says Gemara. Tanan, first we're going to tackle from our Mishnah and then three braises. Number one, and then each one is going to come out on top. Tanan. We learned in our Mishnah, Osa Sukasa Bein Ilanos, someone who makes a sukkah between the trees, Veha Ilanos, Defanos Lon, the trees become the Defanos, the walls for it. Sure, it's kosher. I, Valka Azil Vasi. We know that clearly the trees are going to be going back and forth, so then why you say it's okay? Hachamayas Skinan Bikashin. What are we dealing with? We're dealing with trees that are hard trees. Rashi says old, hard, thick trees that are not going to be moving. I have a Ikin Nofo. What about the fact that we have the branches of the trees themselves, that they go back and forth and they move in the wind, and sometimes they end up being part of the wall? Answer is, the Ovid Leba, Hutzav Adafna, talking about a case where you were Oreg the Nof, Kemin Mechitza, Shelo Yenia Ruach, says Rashi, you were weaved, you wove it together, you would weave into it palm branches and other types of trees in a way that it's not going to move at all. If that's the case, that you wove it in and it's not going to move at all, then what's the chiddush? Obviously it's going to be okay. And says Gemara, ma udatema nigzar, maybe make a gezerah of dilma asila shemusha ve'ilan, you're going to come to use the tree. And we know it's us to use a tree on Shabbos and Yontif. Kamash Malan, that we're not worried of such a thing. So attack number one, thwarted. Number two, Toshima. Hayasham Ilan Ogeder or Mechitza Zakonim. Now we're talking about over here, something we've discussed a few times already recently about Pasi Biros. Again, we were traveling through the desert on our way to the Shalosh Regalim, and we'd end up on Shabbos in a place where they would have a well and have to drink from the well, but they didn't have four walls around it. But they would, the Chamim were makel to make it, even though the well itself is a Rishus Yachid, we allowed it to go ahead and enclose the area by making the entire area Rishus Yachid, so you're not taking out of the well and drinking from Rishus Yachid, Rishus Rabim. You can close it off with Pasi Biros. Pasi Biros can only be like the corner areas, not the actual walls that go around it, four square walls. Again, from an aerial view, you're looking down. Imagine a square around the circle. So you have that circle is the well. Move it out a little, the square around it, right? Extend that out a little, the squares around the circle. And now just look at the corners of the square and then get rid of the walls. So you just have those corners. So it's pointing in each direction. You're allowed to do such a thing. It's called the Yumdin. So the Pasi Biros, this is what we're talking about over here, that let's say, Hayasham Ilan or Gadir or Mechitza Zakana, let's say you have a tree that's one of the diyumdin, or a gadar, or a fence. Rashi says it's talking about it's made out of stones, or a mechitza zakanim, or something, or you have a mechitza, it's made out of reeds. Then what's it then? Nidum mishum diyumid, it works for diyumid. Isn't there a problem over here? V'hasam nami, isn't there a problem with the reeds, that the reeds are going to be moving all over the place? The tree itself. So there's a tree over there, it's going to be moving all over the place. You said an Elon's good. And yet, even though it's moving all over the place, it's going to be fine. So that must be, it's going against the statement of Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, who says that it's a problem if it's moving. And says Gemara, no, Asim Nami Mishum Da'avid Lei Behutzet V'dafna. That's also talking about a case where he did Hutzet V'dafna, where you wove in these other palm branches in a way that it kept it solid, that's not going to be moving. Okay, next. Toshima. Next Brisa, attack number three. Ilan Hamesech Alaretz. Let's say you have a tree that's like one of my neighbors used to have this. We spoke about this in Erevin, right? It's called a weeping willow, right? What you have is like there's this trunk that goes from the middle and it goes up, and then the branches shoot off it and then come down and around that it forms like a fourth shield. It looks like a mushroom that's going all around it that you can like walk inside over there. If an Ilan Hamesech Alaretz, it goes over the land in such a way. Rashi says, Nofo Gadol Ma'od Roshia Nof Kfufin Alaretz. It bends down over the land. Imei Nofo Gavo. If it's not three tefachim off the ground, then, in other words, it's within three tefachim, or you have love it, or you're such on the ground, that's within, then what's it in? Metaltalin tachtov, you're allowed to go ahead and you're allowed to carry underneath that area. We say loved. And this is talking about it's a 10 tefachim high, so you can walk in over there, and there's no problem whatsoever. You'd be allowed to carry. And it's the Gemara, Amai. Why are you allowed to go and carry? We know this stuff is going to be moving all over the place, right? The branches are moving all over. They're also talking about a case where you did Hutzav Adafna, where you filled it in with the stuff that you wove it that is not going to be moving. Says Gemara, Ihachi, if that's the case, then the Tata Bekule, you should be able to carry in the whole area, in the whole space, which it encapsulates, right? So why is there a limit to it, as we're going to see in a minute? First of all, so let's understand what we're talking about over here. A person is allowed to carry, and it's just a Yachid, no problem. It's just a Rabbi, you only allowed to carry four Amos. The question is, what happens if you have an area which is closed off, but it's not a place where people are living? It's not an area where you live. Then the Chachamim said, now we have a problem. We don't want people to come to make a mistake. You can carry in other places also. Therefore, they made a limit to that, and that you can only carry up to Besa Asayim, which means up to two Besa. It's a very big area, but it's not humongous, right? But it's a big area that you're allowed to carry in. But the question is, why is there even a limit over here? Once we know that these things are set up in a way which is solid, and when would a person do such a thing that they would tie it up around the circle and they would tie it in a way that they would weave it? You'd only do that if you actually want to use it for an area where you're going to be living. If it's for a base dira, so then for sure you can carry it no matter how big it is. But if it's not a base dira, then you only have two base saw. But over here, if you tied up the whole area, then of course it's a base dira, and therefore you should be allowed to carry with no limit. So alama. So then the Gemara says, Ihachi nitata bekula. Alama amar Rav Huna bered Rav Yeshua. Why does he say, in metaltlumbo, you're only allowed to carry in it Beep, turn the page. Chaf, heyom, and aleph. You're only carrying it. Ela beisa sayim, up to two beisa. What's pshat? Answers the Gemara. Mishum dahave dira shetashmisha la'avir. The answer is because inichinami. You wove it, and therefore you wanted to think it's like a beis dira. It's not true. It's a beis dira la'avir. You're using it for outside, not for inside. The only reason why you're there is in order to make sure you're guarding your crops that are outside of it. So you had someone that would close it off, that it would be shady for them to be able to live over there. But they're not living there long term like a real living area. Therefore, you have that limitation. But chol dira shetash mishel avir, it's done for the avir, means outside of it, for the space, the air which is outside of it. Ematat lamolos asayim, only can carry up to two besa. Okay, the last attempt and knocking him off. Tashimawi, the bridesmaid comes and says shavas betel shu gavoa ba asara. Again, we're going to the din of Shabbos or Yontif. We know something called tchum. You can only let it go up to 2,000 amos outside of a particular area. What happens if you end up in a city? So then from the outskirts of the city, 2,000 amos every direction. So what happens if you're in an area where it's not inhabited at all? So then you have 2,000 amos of every area of where you are in your 4 amma area over there. So now what happens if I end up in this, but you can't go more than 4 amos Dalit Amos, you can only walk in the area that you are right there. However, what if it's closed off, like we spoke about before, that it has walls that are going around it? You can only go up to a base Hasayim, right, from 4 Amos to a base Hasayim. So now we say, let's say Shavas Batel Shu Gavosar. Let's say you end up on a mound, which is 10 Tzvachim high, and if it's 10 Tzvachim high, and we're dealing with Vuhume Arba Amos ad Beis Hasayim. It's from 4 Amos until Beis Hasayim. Since it's 10 high, so it's 10 by 4. You don't have mechitzas around it. The answer is that we look at it's called good asik. The walls on the sides, they shoot up. Remember, we had this earlier where we discussed that when it comes to the mechitzas of Shabbos, that actually works. Maybe it was sukkah, it's a problem because it has to be a sukkah nikeres, but this would actually work. So Hume Arba Amos ad Beis Hasayim, you can go carry that whole area. V'chein b'neka shu amok asara. Also, let's say you're in an area which is not up, but it's down. It's like in the ground. It's deep in the ground, and it's at least 10 by 4 as well, or bigger than that. Fume arba amos ad beis asayim. V'chem and similarly, kama katsur v'shibos makifas osa. Let's say you're in it's talking about grains, but let's try to come like stalks of wheat, but try to imagine you have like this cornfield, and there's an area cut out in the middle. It's like a square cut in the middle. So you have a kama katsur v'shibos makifas osa. You're surrounded by all these things. What's the din? Those stalks themselves become your walls. Then what's it then? Mahalich is kula v'chutzal alpayim amas. You can walk that entire area that it's enclosed and 2,000 amas outside of that. Afal gav, even though the cause of asi, even though we know that these things, they're going to move in the wind. All these stalks are moving in the wind. So why are you allowed to do it? Oh, must be that we knocked them off for Vachavar Yaakov. Answers Gemara, no. Hasanami da'avad leba chutzal b'dafna. Over there also, we're talking about that you wove it together in the way that it stays stuck together. So if Vachavar Yaakov actually survives, and his statement was anything that's going to be moving in the wind is not going to be good as a mechitza, and therefore it's got to be all tied together. We tried one mishnah and 3 different braces, but he survived every one of them. My friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.